Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's education technology company has developed an AI tool that creates emotionally responsive virtual patients in an effort to help future clinicians improve results in real-world healthcare environments. And that's why the company was named the recipient of the 2025 InnoVision Award for Education. Dr. Jeff Borkhardt is a professor at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston and founder of Figment Learning Labs in Mount Pleasant. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Congratulations on this award.
Yeah, it was an honor and incredibly meaningful for us to win this award. South Carolina has strong innovation in biotech, manufacturing, and advanced engineering. So for an education technology company to be recognized at that level really validates the idea that improving how we train healthcare professionals is a serious innovation challenge.
Well, now tell us how this came to be and what exactly Figment Learning Labs is doing.
Well, Figment Learning Labs is an educational software company that seeks to engage health professional students so they can better engage patients. We create immersive virtual patient encounters for students in healthcare fields. So instead of just reading case studies in a textbook, students virtually walk into a digital exam room and actually have a conversation with a lifelike AI-powered virtual patient. The patients respond in real time with emotions, concerns, subtlety, and complexity, just like a real person does. And so our software is turning passive learning into active clinical decision-making. So students aren't just recalling facts, they're practicing how to ask better questions, explain complex information clearly, respond to emotions, and navigate difficult conversations. And we think that's where real clinical competence develops.
Now, give us the background of this, how you came up with this idea and how it was all put together into a company.
Yeah, as a professor, I kept seeing health professional students who were very smart and who knew the material, but they were hesitant and anxious in real patient conversations. And they would say things afterward like, I knew what I wanted to say, I just couldn't get it out right. So that kind of stuck with me. And we realized what was missing wasn't more lectures, it was more structured practice. So we basically built a tool that lets students practice kind of the human side of healthcare in a safe and repeatable way.
And so did this require recruiting some software engineers from another part of the school?
We actually developed it ourselves. I'm a bit of a software developer, and I ended up bringing in some help with some of the heavy lifting on it. But for the most part, we developed this in-house by ourselves.
And so tell us where we are now with this product, the virtual patient product for students, I guess, future clinicians. Where are we in getting this out into the marketplace?
We are rolling this out now nationwide, and we have about a half dozen other institutions of higher learning on board, and everyone's trying it out, and we're gathering data on the value and utility. We also completed an NIH-sponsored controlled trial where we tested this software system against traditional text-based case studies. And we found that the AI-powered virtual patient platform yielded about a 20% improvement in learning outcomes and also about a 20% improvement in student engagement rating. So we're excited to see it kind of start to move out in across the country into the market and gather more data on its efficacy and utility.
And I guess this is something that will also generate royalties for MUSC?
Yes. So MUSC owns the intellectual property, as I am a professor here. And they actually helped me set up an LLC so we could commercialize some of our software and make it available to other institutions. And so MUSC gets some of the financial benefit of this development.
Well, Jeff, congratulations again on this award. And thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Jeff Borkhardt is a professor at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston and founder of Figment Learning Labs in Mount Pleasant, recipient of the 2025 InnoVision Award for Education. We will have a link to the company's website posted at our webpage so you can learn more. southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.